The question is, does this apply only to copyright infringement, like a copying of songs on Napster or something of that nature, or does it also apply to purchasing or even producing counterfeit items like fake Levi jeans or something of that nature? And basically, the answer is it would apply to all those kinds of things if they happened in the signatory nations. Anything that is a copyright infringement under the Berne Convention or the WIPO Treaty or any of a number of other international copyright treaties. The question is, what does illegal access mean? And I ask myself that pretty much every day. I'm not kidding. Pretty much, at this point in time, each country certainly has its own hacker laws. And whether those laws prohibit illegal access or don't prohibit illegal access, require you to have circumvented some security measure or not, they're all over the map. The idea behind this treaty is to make everybody agree within reason. They have had to make some concessions because of lobbying and because of differences between countries, but the basic idea is to get everybody in the Council of Europe, plus some other big nations like the United States, to all agree on the same definition, essentially the same definitions of crimes. Yeah?